Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate your account?
Excuse me. 600010.
60010?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Ambler Donald.
Okay, I heard you say Donald. What's your first name?
Donald. Donald.
And what's your last name?
Ambler. A-N-D-L-E-R.
Oh, I see it here. Okay, Mr. Antler. And if you can verify for me, please, your address?
412 Valley View.
Thank you. I have your account. Thank you. In Barrington. I have your account pulled up, and I show that you ordered a Wi-Fi booster, and how can I help you?
Okay, that's what I was interested in. Mm-hmm. I have a $49 charge here. From Tech Shop. Is that for that Wi-Fi booster?
Well, it looks like you also, when you selected the Wi-Fi booster as your gift, you also...
Well, that was a gift. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you also, it was part of a Shopee membership where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
What? That's bullshit.
Yeah,
Number one, I never ordered that. I should,
we came along with the booster.
Why would I buy something to shop online? I can shop online at any time. Okay,
yes,
it was part of the...
Mm-hmm.
I'm protesting this because I'm looking at my Visa, my MasterCard, and it doesn't say I don't have explanation for that charge. It was on the 1st of January 15th. And I was wondering what it was from, this tech shop, for $49.97. And I certainly was not aware I was buying some, what was it again?
It's a membership where you would receive monthly $125 gift card, which allows you to shop online.
And is this a one-time charge or monthly charge?
It's a monthly charge.
Oh, no. Talk about a scam, that's it.
Now, we're assuming that customers have read over the terms and conditions. When you selected the Wi-Fi booster, it did disclose in addition to what you were signing up for.
Well, I don't care what you said, it says...
I was just letting you know what you signed up for, sir.
Yeah, that is the dumbest thing I would have ever done. If I had known I was signing up for a monthly fee so I could get $100...
$125 gift card that goes to your email address.
I'm not paying that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a scam. I have no idea what... I did have a questionnaire from like Walmart or Costco or someplace like that. And if you fill out the questionnaire and then at the end of it, yeah, they ask you how you like the service at the store and blah, blah, blah. And then they said, well, thank you for your response to the questionnaire, and you're entitled to a gift for filling out the questionnaire. Nothing about a fee, nothing about any fine print or anything. It gives you a list of like 20 different things you could choose as gifts for having filled out the questionnaire. That is unbelievably, they're using the auspices of one of these major retailers to get you to fill out a questionnaire. It's probably not even related to the Costco or to Home Depot or whatever the questionnaire was for. And I'm not going to pay that. That's a phony charge.
The system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to your account.
Say that again.
I said the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to the account.
Yes, and cancel this, whatever it is.
Yes, I already
future charges.
Yes, I already canceled the account.
Good. Okay, so then my bill. Just a minute. I'm looking at my bill. My bill was for 40. My bill, my monthly statement, says I owe this $49.97. So what would be the new figure you're charging? 50% of that I would pay then. Okay, 50%.
Correct. So, I would be able to at least credit $25 back to the account.
Yeah. Okay. So then my new statement would be for how much then?
The amount that you would bill $49.95. $49.97. I would credit $25 back to your account.
All right, less $25.
Correct.
And that's the best you can do for a scam.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a scam. I wouldn't say it's a scam.
If you did it, would you call it a scam?
Well, everyone is different. If I don't see terms and conditions when I'm filling out or doing surveys or anything, then I'm not going to complete the survey. But again, everybody's different. But I know whenever you order anything online, any surveys or anything, there should be, especially if you're picking out a gift or something, there should be terms and conditions.
Mm. So. Well, particularly when they're offering it from a major store that I shop from.
Right, I understand.
Or Walmart or, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot or someplace like that. You think, oh, okay, this is a survey that they want to know about their business.
Right, I understand.
And then you're not looking
for additional products and things, right?
Yeah, or you're not looking that you're automatically signing up for something that you don't even see on the screen.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I mean, if it was there, it must be way down at the bottom somewhere because they had about 25 or 20 different things you could choose from for your participation in a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was any fine print somewhere about you signing up for a service, man, I don't know where it was because this list went on and on and on and on.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely understand. But, I mean, I understand being a consumer as well. But I guess I've learned over the years, if it sounds like it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
Well,
and then I just have to, if I don't see, even if I see terms and conditions, if I don't understand it, then I don't order. Or I just take a chance. Yeah. You know, I'd just rather be safe than sorry.
Well, I'm glad I called you about this because I looked at this, you know, and said, hey, what's this charge? I don't know what this charge is. So at least I called to find out what it is.
Right.
And
I understand.
And it's a good thing I did because I could be stuck with $50 or $49 a month for God knows how long.
Exactly.
Before I caught it. All right. So that's canceled then. Good.
Yes. I canceled the account immediately so I wouldn't forget.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer care. Now, the credit that I did apply, you do want to allow your bank or credit card company takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
Oh, the credit for $25?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm going to send in a payment that's due here for the month. Mm. So I'll just subtract the $25 from what I owe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
And what is your name?
My name is Cindy.
Number? Cindy?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Yes.
And you're with the bank?
No. This is customer service. We're the merchant for the Wi-Fi booster.
Oh, you're the merchant.
Correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're selling this thing.
Well, we're not selling we have something to do with the Wi-Fi booster, yes, but nothing
but
to do with the survey.
You don't have anything to do with the survey or the
correct.
Program.
We just provide the gifts or the items.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.